turtle.
Would you ever call it a tortoise or a terrapin or a gopher or a cooter?
Terrapin, I guess.
Okay, any of the others? Does gopher mean anything to you?
It's something to dig in the ground.
Is it a turtle?
No.
Is it a furry animal?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I mean, too. But in South Georgia, they call a land turtle a gopher. Really, they do. And also in Mississippi and Alabama. What would you call something that looks like a lobster, but it's fresh water, it's a little thing, and it swims away backwards if you...
Clam.
No, it's more like a lobster than a
crab.
It's craw or cray?
Crawdad.
Okay, good. And then the thing that, an insect that flies around a light and might try to fly into the light is a...
Moth.
All right, and if you had several of those, you had a bunch of...
Moths.
Mm-hmm. And the thing with the light in its tail...
Lightning bug.
Mm-hmm. And a long, fin-bodied insect that has two pairs of wings. And they say it eats mosquitoes. I don't know if that's true.
Dragonfly.
Mm-hmm. You know another name for that? Did you ever hear of a snake doctor or a mosquito hawk?
Snake doctor.
Is that the same?
Yeah.
Okay. What are some insects that sting?
Mosquito.
Mm-hmm.
Bees.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's one that starts with an H that's supposed to be really bad.
Hornets.
Mm-hmm. And one that starts with a W.
Wasps.
And if you had a lot of those, you'd say there are several.
Wasps.
Okay. And the Georgia Tech football mascot is?
Yellow Jacket.
Okay. Then there's a kind that, I think it's in the wasp family, but it makes holes in the ground. It's a dirt something. Dirt dauber, mud dauber.
Or a dirt dog, but I ain't...
Do they sting?
I ain't never seen them before.
Hmm. I don't think I've ever seen them, or I don't know what they are if I saw one. And then there's a little tiny insect that'll bite you if you walk in the grass. It'll get under your skin.
Tick.
It's not exactly the same
flea.
Thing as a tick. I think they're red. And they raise welts in your skin. Red bug or chigger?
Chigger.
Okay. And then the animal that hops in the grass is a...
Grasshopper.
Yeah, I should have said the bug. Did you ever call that a hoppergrass? How do you say that?
Hoppergrass.
Do you say that sometimes? Okay. And how about a small fish that might have been used for bait? I wish people would stop using that pencil sharpener. Do you know of a minnow? No. And what do spiders make?
Webs.
Would you call it web whether it was inside or outside?
Yeah.
Any difference?
No.
Okay. And then the part of a tree that's under the ground would be its...
Roots.
Mm-hmm. Do you know of anything that's made from roots, any kind of folk medicine? All right. Do you know the kind of tree that you get syrup from? Okay. Now this is a kind of tree, I'm not sure that I know what it is, so I'll just read what the description is. It's got broad leaves, which you shed all at one time, with bark that peels, and it has little knobs or balls, with tough wood.
Oak?
No. It's a tree, I don't know how much you know about Bible stories, but it's the tree that Zacchaeus climbed in the Bible to see Jesus. And I don't even know if they have them in this part of the city. It's called
Sycamore.
Mm-hmm. Do you have those anywhere around?
Not that I know.
I don't know what they look like. What are some common trees around your neighborhood?
Oak. That's probably all right. And a couple of dogwood trees.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the tree that George Washington cut down?
Cherry tree.
Okay. And a shrub that has red leaves and has berries. The leaves turn red in the fall. Some people say it's poison. Usually grows along by the roadside. This is something else I don't think I've ever seen.
Oak tree.
It's a bush. Some people say sumac, some people say shumake or shumac. You never heard of it? Okay, I've heard of it, but I don't think I've seen it. What are some kinds of bushes or vines that make your skin break out?